This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli urges Nepalese youths living abroad to return home for employment creation. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arju Rana Deoba holds bilateral meetings with foreign ministers from various countries in New York, and Israeli airstrikes kill 492 people in Lebanon. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli has urged the Nepali youths living abroad to return home and create employment opportunities. At the World Leaders Forum organized by Columbia University, Prime Minister Oli clarified that the national aspiration of Prosperous Nepal, Happy Nepali has been put forward to eradicate poverty and ensure the right of all to live with dignity. Speaking as the keynote speaker at a dialogue on Nepal's journey of democracy and economic development, Prime Minister Oli said there is only the data of students and youths who have gone abroad from Nepal, but not the data of returnees. Likewise, addressing the Lead Free Future Partnership Launch and Pleasure event organized by USAID and UNICEF, Prime Minister Oli expressed solidarity in the Lead Free campaign. He said that Nepal has already understood that the use of lead has affected the health of children. He clarified that Nepal has been implementing the policy of freezing lead from its use with the understanding that it has affected the health of children and recently brought a bill related to food security to the parliament. Prime Minister Oli is currently in New York leading the Nepali delegation to the 79th United Nations General Assembly. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana Deoba held bilateral meetings with foreign ministers from various countries in New York. According to the foreign minister's private secretariat, during her meeting with her Indonesian counterpart Retno LP Mursadi, two key agreements, the bilateral consultation mechanism and the visa exemption agreement for diplomatic and official service passport holders, were signed by the two ministers. Similarly, Minister Dr. Rana held a talk with her Burundian counterpart Albert Singiro. The two ministers discussed issues including mutual relations, bilateral relation interest and potential future cooperation between the two countries. Additionally, Minister Dr. Rana held talks with Finland's Minister for Foreign Trade and Development, Ville Tavio. Likewise, Minister Dr. Rana held a meeting with Under-Secretary General of the United Nations in Department of Operational Support, Atul Khare. The New York-based Nepali mission said various aspects of the UN-Nepal relations and cooperation were discussed in the meeting. The department has been working in the field of management of security personnel of the United Nations missions deployed for peacekeeping. According to the mission, the meeting discussed the continuation of cooperation between Nepal and the United Nations and its contribution to the field of peace and security. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arju Rana Deoba is in New York in the Nepali delegation participating in the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly. President Ramchandra Pauril has urged all to preserve and promote language, literature, culture in the country. Addressing a ceremony held yesterday at the office of the President in Sheetal Niwas to present the award of the National Poetry Festival 2081 Bikram Sambat, organized by the Nepal Academy on the occasion of its 67th anniversary, President Pauril noted that the Nepal Academy was playing a vital role to preserve and promote arts and literature. On the occasion, the winners of the National Poetry Competition were awarded. A meeting of the Parliamentary Hearing Committee yesterday remained undecided over the nomination of Ramkrishna Bhattarai as ambassador to Sri Lanka. The meeting ended inconclusively after it faced the lack of quorum to decide on the nomination. Eight out of 15 members were present in yesterday's meeting. The committee is scheduled to meet today. The names of 16 people who were proposed as ambassadors for various countries along with Bhattarai have already been endorsed by the committee. Minister of Communication and Information Technology Prithibi Subba Gurung has said that media sector has continued to making the democratic movements in the country successful and informing the society, even if it is at risk. Speaking at the Hem Sunil Drisky Television Award Journalism Award distribution ceremony organized by the Nepal Television Federation of Nepali Journalists chapter yesterday, Minister Gurung said that the state is working to protect the media sector that raises its voice against anomalies and aberrations. Informing that Public Service Broadcasting PSB Act will be implemented soon, Minister Gurung said that the adjustment between Nepal Television and Radio Nepal will be carried out in an organized manner. Likewise, Secretary of the Ministry Radhika Arial emphasized that both Radio Nepal and Nepal Television should cooperate in the implementation of the Public Service Broadcasting Act. The Federation of Nepali Journalists, Nepal Television Chapter, has been giving this award in memory of journalists Hemraj Bhandari and Sunil Singh, who died on duty in a helicopter crash. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko barema zero rai chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. Bela bela ma kura garna kehi samasya chaina.
Ho ra bhane? अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरु कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज A bilateral meeting was held between Labour, Employment and Social Security Minister Sarat Singh Bhandari and the Health, Labour and Welfare Minister of Japan, Kizo Takemi, in Japan. Minister Bhandari, who is currently on an official visit to Japan, discussed with his Japanese counterpart regarding the implementation of the labour agreement signed between the two governments in 2019. The Nepal Tourism Board will be participating in the World Travel Market in the UK after 2 years. The board is scheduled to join the event taking place in London from the 5th to the 7th of November this year. Nepal Tourism Board Chief Executive Officer Deepak Raj Joshi said the board has decided to participate in the World Trade Market as it seeks to further expand its international market. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for some international update. At least 492 people have been killed in intense and wide-ranging Israeli airstrikes targeting Hezbollah in Lebanon. Lebanon's health ministry said 35 children and 58 women were among the dead, while 1,645 others had been wounded. Thousands of families have also fled their homes as the Israeli military said it hit 1,300 Hezbollah targets in an operation to destroy infrastructure that the armed group had built up since 2006 war. According to the military, Hezbollah, meanwhile, launched more than 200 rockets into northern Israel. In the meantime, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres expressed alarm at the escalating situation and said he did not want Lebanon to become another Gaza. Nearly a year of cross-border fighting between Israel and Hezbollah sparked by the war in Gaza has killed hundreds of people, most of them Hezbollah fighters, and displaced tens of thousands on both sides of the frontier. Hezbollah said it is acting in support of Hamas and will not stop until there is a ceasefire in Gaza. Both groups are backed by Iran and proscribed as a terrorist organization by Israel, the UK and other countries. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of monsoon and partial influence of the low pressure system developed in the Bay of Bengal area, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki province and at a few places in the rest of the provinces with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province today. The division further states that the monsoon low pressure line is situated towards the south than its normal position. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 20.4 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 33.2 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urges Nepali youths living abroad to return home for employment creation. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba holds bilateral meetings with foreign ministers from various countries in New York. And Israeli airstrikes killed 492 people in Lebanon. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.